Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Nitzavim, Tavshin Ayin Vav, the last parsha of the year. The Svarim HaKadoshim bring that in the last week of the year, a person can be mechaper on all the things that he may have done on that year, on that day. Therefore, on Erev Shabbos, we have the opportunity, since it's the last Shabbos of the year, to try to make the Shabbos the most special Shabbos of the year. And by paying attention to the details of Hilchos Shabbos, paying attention to the details of what needs to be done, maybe bringing in Shabbos at the right time, maybe bringing in Shabbos a little bit earlier, that could be a kapara for the Shabbosos of the year, and it also can bring us a gevaldige schus, a great schus for the coming year. The Torah tells us in this week's parasha, Ki atem yedatem es asher yashavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim ve'es asher avanu bekerav ha'goyim. The Torah this week is coming off of the 98 klolos of Parshas Kisavai, and Moshe Rabbeinu admonishes Klal Yisrael that they have to be careful not to return to Avodah Zarah. This is Perek of Tes Pasuk Tazayin. The Mefarshim ask that why is it that when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael not to go back to Avodah Zarah, like they did in Mitzrayim, that it's something which is shikutzim v'gilulim, it's something which is disgusting. The reason why you can't go to Avodah Zarah is because it's Avodah Zarah. A person's not allowed to do Avodah Zarah because it's Aser. It's one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. Somebody that serves Avodah Zarah is Kaifer B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the worst possible Avera that a person can do in his life amongst the other three cardinal Averis. So why is it that the Torah says that don't serve Avodah Zarah, which is disgusting? The Biskarov gives a beautiful explanation. The Biskarov says that a person might think that if he looks at Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayos with disdain, he would never come to transgress these Averis. But the Torah is teaching us an important principle. Even someone who sees Avodah Zarah as something which is disgusting, something which is illogical, how can you bow down to something which is wood or gold or silver or copper and think that that entity is something that has power? Still, the Torah is warning us that something which you might view today as disgusting, tomorrow you might view as something which is positive and powerful. And the truth is that we see this in society around us today. The decline of society accepting things that years ago were unacceptable, that years ago were unfathomable that they would be acceptable, has turned into the norm, and the opposite has become true. If you reject it, you become the pariah. You're the person who doesn't understand, you're not accepting, and you're the one who is detrimental to society. Chazal are telling us that this is exactly what's going to happen. This is what the Torah is telling us that is going to happen. The Gemara tells us in Saita, and Rashi brings us in Parshas Nasi by Saita, Haroya Saita Bekilkula Yazer Atzvei Min Hayayin. Somebody that sees a Saita Bekilkula in her disgracefulness, that person has to accept upon him Naziris. We're talking about a person who was in the Azara and he saw the Saita, the wayward wife, blow up and lose her life for doing something that she shouldn't have done. And the Torah says that that person who sees that happening, that disgraceful end to her, is in real danger of emulating what she did. Because right now, it's something which is disgraceful. But because you're exposed to it, it might become something which you take interest in, and then you go further and get involved in. And as a lesson coming up to the Yom HaDin, to Rosh Hashanah, we have so many things to be thankful for. We have so many things that are positive in our lives, and so many things that are great that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, all the bracha and the blessing and the nachas that we have from all of our children and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Part of understanding Rosh Hashanah and part of understanding what Malchus is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this lesson. The lesson that even though we know to stay away from the pitfalls, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Malachim, to follow Him, and be careful even when you have the little things coming by, even when you have things that are seemingly disgusting, things that we would have nothing to do with, we wouldn't want to go near, and if we're asked about it, we're told, yes, that's something which is antithetical to Torah, it's antithetical to our way of life, but once we become exposed to it, the barriers start breaking. On Rosh Hashanah, we have to reapply ourselves, reassert ourselves, and recommit ourselves to being careful to the nuance, to looking for the detail, making sure that we don't let anything slip in, and making sure that we have the opportunities to give ourselves the opportunities to be chayzer b'tshuva, to recognize the Yad Hashem in everything, and to recognize when the pitfalls are in front of us. I'd like to take this opportunity to all of our listeners to thank you for listening this year. Please God, Amir Hashem, next year we'll have a more expanded role in this shir, maybe broach on to other things. But again, we'd like to take the opportunity to thank everybody for listening. Tichl shana v'kil leiseha, tachl shana b'rechoiseha, k'siva v'chsim v'tayva, kol tov. May everybody listening be zeicha to a year of gezunt and parnasa and nachas, and may be zeicha to Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehirah v'yameinu, amen. A good Shabbos to all.